November 2nd is Election Day in many communities, including in Washtenaw County. I'm Lisa Berry, and joining us now to talk about what voters will find on the ballot is County Director of Elections Ed Golombieski. Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
How busy of a ballot and election process has this been for you?
As you mentioned, voters in several communities have an election on November 2nd, including the city of Ann Arbor. Voters will have four charter amendments to vote on there. And then there are city council and mayoral elections happening in the cities of Chelsea and Milan, and a city council election in the city of Saline, and a millage proposal in Pittsfield Township. In addition to that, voters in a very small area of the county in the Columbia School District also have a proposal to vote on. So what that adds up to is roughly half of the county, population-wise, does have some item on the ballot on Tuesday.
I think we've heard the most about the Ann Arbor ballot initiative returning to ranked choice voting, and that even if they approve it, will not go into effect unless the state approves it, correct?
That's correct. It would take legislative action at the state level to actually implement ranked choice voting.
If it's approved, how unique would that be?
Well, Ann Arbor would join the ranks of really just a small number of communities right now. The city of Ferndale has adopted ranked choice voting, but has not been able to implement it yet for the same reason. And East Point actually did implement ranked choice voting for city elections held for the last couple of years. And East Point did implement ranked choice voting as a result of a Department of Justice directive over the past couple of city elections that they've held.
Looks like Pittsfield Township did a pretty quick pivot and put the public safety tax hike back on the ballot.
Yeah, that's correct. Voters did reject it once this year, and it is back on the ballot in a modified form on Tuesday.
Register to vote? How long do we have to do that?
Voters can still register. In Michigan, you can now register up to 8 p.m. on Election Day. So if you haven't registered yet or need to update your voter registration, there's still time to do that. You will need to visit your city or township clerk's office in person in order to do that. The clerk's offices are open today, Monday, and of course tomorrow, Tuesday, Election Day, up until 8 p.m. What the voter will need to do, or the new voter, prospective voter, will need to bring is proof of residency. Given that we are in the narrow window of time right before and on Election Day, voters are legally required to show proof of residency when they register, and that would include a Michigan driver's license or state ID, a current utility bill, a bank statement, a paycheck or other government check, or another government document. But otherwise, voters can, of course, go in person to register again until 8 p.m. on Election Day, and they can receive a ballot right then and there at the clerk's office.
What percentage of the population in Washtenaw County is registered to vote?
Well, in Washtenaw County, it's quite a high number. It's in the it's around 95-96% of the population that is eligible to register to vote. Those folks are. So we see a very high rate of registration. Currently, there are about 320,000 registered voters in Washtenaw County.
And absentee voting still playing a big part in this election?
It very much is, and in fact, most ballots cast during this election will be cast by absentee ballot. At present, there's about 20,000 absentee ballots that have been received by voters for this election, and that number will continue to go up. Ballots can be submitted, absentee ballots can be returned by 8 p.m. on Election Day. So if you still have your absentee ballot and have it sent it back or delivered it back to your clerk's office, now is the time to do that, and it would be best, and it'd be given how close we are to the election, to do that in person. You can deliver it directly to the city or township clerk's office or to a drop box that's located in your community.
Are you seeing an increasing trend in that's how people want to or choose to vote in Washtenaw County?
Absolutely, yes. We saw a dramatic increase last year, of course, as a result of the pandemic, voters opting to vote as safely as they could from home. And that trend has continued this year. We've held elections in May and in August and seen a significant increase in the number of absentee ballots issued. And again, it will probably account, voters casting an absentee ballot will probably account for something like 85% of all ballots cast in this election.
Ah, yes, the pandemic. How could I forget? But you will, despite that, you will still have all of your polls staffed and people can vote in person?
That's right. Polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Voters should expect to see PPE in use, and of course hand sanitizer and other ways that we can try to minimize the risk. But yes, polling locations will be open as usual and will be fully staffed by poll workers ready to assist.
How long of a night do you think it will be to count up and tally the results?
We're expecting it to be a relatively early night. I do expect that we'll see most results, if not 100% of results, reported by around 11 o'clock.
So that's pretty early for you.
Yes, you know, it's different than elections that are held in even years. When we're dealing with ballots that are very long and large numbers of voters turning out, it takes longer to be able to close the polls after 8 o'clock, and so therefore it takes longer for us to report election results.
Anything else voters need to know?
I will just add, voters can visit Michigan.gov to check their voter registration, find their sample ballot, and find their polling location.
Washtenaw County Director of Elections Ed Golombieski, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.